Hey, everybody, it's Mike from the Mike Wagner Show, powered by SonicWeb Studios and brought to you by official sponsor of the Mike Wagner Show, international warring author Mia Molson's They Are Missing, available on Amazon and paperback and ebook. We're here with the multi-award-winning, very talented 30-plus-year composer and guitarist, heard by tens of millions on TV and film scores, and also including CSI, Ellen, Extra, and also TMZ, 60 Minutes, Sex and the City, and more. And also won 3 Emmys for outstanding achievement in music direction and also a composition for a dramatic series. Nominated 6 times for an Emmy, and also has quite a few albums out there. Orlando in Heaven, Brothers in Arms. We'll be talking about the latest, Beyond the Warrior's Eyes, and talk about the meaning about that, which honors the military soldiers who defend our freedoms and missions to support and Hope for the Warriors charity. And what is that about? We'll find out about that live, ladies and gentlemen. Plus, two's in beautiful downtown Cocoa Beach, Florida, the multi-talented and award-winning 30-year composer and guitarist, and talk about the new album and title track, especially Beyond the Warrior's Eyes. Ladies and gentlemen, the multi-talented Brian Tarquin. Brian, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Thanks for joining us today.
Sure, thank you for having me.
Well, it's great to have you on board, Brian. So you're a multi-award-winning 30-year composer and guitarist, and you've been heard by tens of millions on a number of TV and film scores, including CSI, Ellen, Extra, TMZ, 60 Minutes, and more. You also won 3 Emmys for Outstanding Achievement in a Music Direction Composition for a Dramatic Series, and nominated 6 times for an Emmy. Your new release, Beyond the Warrior's Eyes, honors military soldiers who defend our freedoms and missions to support Hope for the Warriors charity, providing mental care, mental health, various counseling services, and more, training and everything else. And we'll talk about the album as well, too, along with your previous works, title track, and more. And before getting all that, Brian, tell us how you first got started.
In music, you mean?
Yes. Go way back on how you got started.
Well, you know, I picked up the guitar when I was a kid. My parents had me play guitar. I actually wanted to be a drummer, but I grew up in New York City in an apartment, so the drums were out of the question. But I got a guitar, it was like a nylon string Spanish guitar, Mexican guitar, back. My mother had brought it over back from Mexico when she lived there. And so I started with that, you know, around 7, 8, 9 years old. Then I moved to electric. You know, I went through just, you know, a lot of influences, you know, Jeff Beck, Jimmy Page, you know, a lot of the British Invasion stuff.
Mm.
And, you know, I really dug all of that, Jimi Hendrix, Eric Clapton, you know, that whole vibe. And, of course in the 70s with Aerosmith and, you know, I really liked fusion. So I liked Jan Hammer and what he was doing with Jeff Beck. And I knew that's kind of what I wanted to do, is do instrumental music then.
Hmm. That is really interesting. And was that one precise moment that simply influenced you to what you're doing for the rest of your career?
Probably when I listened to, there's probably several moments, but probably one of the largest when I was a kid was listening to Jeff Beck Live with Jan Hammer. That album just blew me away. And I said, I didn't even know you could actually do that, you know, that kind of instrumental music. So that kind of like led me on my path.
Hmm. That's certainly indeed as well too. And how about some other influences besides one you mentioned?
Oh, you know, there's so many. You know, I really liked what Pat Metheny was doing, you know, in his early records like American Garage and Off Ramp. And I really liked John Scofield during his Grammavision days, what he was doing was Still Warm. And, you know, loud jazz, Blue Matter. I thought that was really cool. That was the kind of direction I wanted to go in. Of course, I love Steve Vai and what he was doing, you know, with Flexible when that first came out. And of course, later on, Joe Satriani. And, you know, I was really honored to actually work with Joe on the last record.
Hmm. That is really interesting, and we'll talk more about that. Also, Orlando in Heaven, Brothers in Arms, and the latest, Beyond the Warriors' Eyes with Brian Tarquin. We'll find out just 1 minute. But first, listen to The Mike Wagner Show at themikewagnershow.com, powered by SonicWeb Studios. Visit online at sonicwebstudios.com for all your needs. Look at a professional website without breaking your budget. SonicWeb Studios is the answer. SonicWeb Studios offers fast, affordable custom web designs that blow the competition away. Call today, 1-800-303-3960. That's 1-800-303-3960. Or email to support at sonicwebstudios.com. Mention Mike Wagner's Show, get 20% off your first product. Sonic Web Studios, take your image to the next level. Also, time to give official shout-out to our official sponsor, The Mike Wagner Show, international warring author Mia Molson-Zia. If you love fast-paced mysteries, you love Missing by Mia Molson-Zia, available on Amazon and paperback and ebook. Missing is fast-paced and intriguing with an unforgettable twist. Takes place in four countries, two strangers, one target, where truth is illusion and those you love be the first go missing. It's available on Amazon and paperback and ebook. Missing by Mia Molson-Zia has garnered great reviews. In Evil of endorsed by Howard celebrities, including Joanna Cassie, Forbes, Riley, and Manales. So grab your copy today for Goes Missing by Mia Molson-Zia, available on Amazon. Also, check out The Mike Wagner Show at themikewagnershow.com or 40 podcast platforms. Heard in 100 countries, including Facebook, SoundCloud, Spreaker, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. Also, Anchor FM, iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, Audible Music, and also follow us on BitChute, Rumble, YouTube. Make sure you subscribe and also follow us on social media like Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Threads, and more. Take us with you on any mobile device. And for great gift ideas, go to Amazon.com. Check out the Mike Wagner Show podcast, T-shirts, pop sockets, throw pillows, tote bags, hoodies. Makes great gifts 24/7. Go to Amazon.com. Check out the Mike Wagner Show podcast. And for more great gift ideas, go to Amazon.com/MiaMolsonZia for great books like Missing, Once and Wrinkles. Also T-shirts, pop sockets, hoodies, phone cases, and more. Amazon.com/MiaMolsonZia. Check it out today and support the Mike Wagner Show on Anchor FM, PayPal, and themikewagnershow.com. You're here with the multi-war winning and multi-talented composer and guitarist for 30 plus years, Brian Tarquin, here on the Mike Wagner Show. And before we talk about your latest project, Beyond the Warriors' Eyes, and also supporting the Hope for the Warriors project, you also won three Emmys for Outstanding Achievement in Music Direction and nominated for six. And, you know, congratulations, and I'd like to hear more about those ventures.
Thank you. Yeah, that was for, I got involved with the daytime show All My Children years ago when it was still airing, and basically they were using a lot of my jazz releases that were on the radio for their music. And so how I got involved with that is they brought me in to really do what I did, but for them, you know, for the show. So, you know, I worked closely with Terry Walker, who was the music director at the time there.
Mm-hmm. And also, you also did, you know, CSI, Ellen, Extra, TMZ, 60 Minutes, Sex and the City, and a bit about that, and some of the others you've worked as well, and maybe your favorite one.
Well, a lot of it, you know, it depends. You know, sometimes they hire me to do it. Sometimes they get my music and use it. You know, it all depends on which show is, you know, using the music. You know, basically, you know, when you're involved with that kind of thing, you know, I go in my own studio and basically write whatever they're looking for as far as, you know, a music composition and for to fit their needs.
Mm-hmm. And you also went on to, you know, create your own music as well, too, like Orlando in Heaven. You received the 2019 Global Music Gold Award for Best Album, and congratulations on that. And tell us more about that, Orlando in Heaven.
You know, on that record, that was dedicated to what happened at the Pulse nightclub to all the victims and the families.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I remember now.
Yeah, and I was really lucky. I worked with Larry Coryell before he passed away. It was probably one of his last recordings he did. So we worked in the studio together, and that was a great experience. And I was really, really happy with all of that album and the way it came out. I worked with a vocalist on a few tracks on that. His name was Phil Nara. And it was good. Tony Franklin from The Firm was a great bass player. Will Ray from the Helicasters, Danny Gioso. And it was actually, you know, quite a great experience for that.
Mm-hmm. And you also followed up as well, too, with Brothers in Arms, which came out last year. And tell us more about that.
Yeah, Brothers in Arms, I was really proud of. I was really proud of both of these, Brothers in Arms and Beyond the Warrior's Eyes. They started out as an original one album, but it was done over the pandemic, so I just kept going, and I had enough for two albums, and so I separated them because I thought genre wise they were best to be separated and not clumped into one. Brothers in Arms is great. Joe Satriani is wonderful. We did a song called Speed of Light together. The album charted top 10 on the metal charts. And I worked with Vinnie Moore from UFO on that. And Jeff Duncan from Armored Saint. A lot of metal guys. But it was a great experience.
Mm-hmm. And certainly did as well, too. And of course, that also followed up with Beyond the Warrior Eyes. And, you know, tell us more about that, especially the title track and also Behind the Iron Curtain, Common Valor, Faith and Hope, and more as well.
Yeah, that album that just came out on January 19th. That's a great record. I'm really proud of that one. I worked with Jean-Luc Ponte, who is a outstanding and iconic jazz violinist.
One of my favorites.
He was in Mahavishnu Orchestra. And so he basically really liked the song, and he came to it, and he worked really excellent on the song. And I was really, really happy with that track. And then I was really fortunate to get Eric Johnson on a song, The Gates of Valhalla, and Dean Brown. Dean Brown was from David Sanborn and Billy Cobham. And just a whole bunch of fusion cats that were on there. Steve Morris from the Dixie Dregs and Deep Purple, John Tropez. He was with Billy Cobham. I mean, just a host of guys. Steve Kindler, who I always admired as a violinist, and he was on that album I mentioned earlier, Jeff Beck Live with Jana Hammer. And he kept up with both Jana Hammer and Jeff Beck with swapping solos. He's a great violinist.
Mm-hmm. And we talked about that as well, too. Y'all got Lacio de Norte with In Quiet Desperation, Soldier's Journey, and These Colors Don't Run. And tell us more about that.
Yeah, Robin Ford is on the Quiet Desperation along with my buddy Hal Lindis from Dire Straits. I really like that track. You know, most of these tracks, all these tracks is I write them for the artist in mind and then, you know, for their style. And Carl Verheyen, he's great, great player from Supertramp, great studio musician. And These Colors Don't Run, it's the only actual song that has vocals on the album, and that's with Phil Noro, who I've worked with a lot, and Steve Morse from Deep Purple.
Interesting. And what inspired you to create Beyond the Warrior's Eyes?
Well, you know, I really wanted to give awareness to Hope for the Warriors, that foundation. I also wanted to give awareness to veterans. And like I said earlier, this was one album, Brothers in Arms and Beyond the Warrior's Eyes. And then I separated them to make them two separate albums because of genre based. And so it's just really to give awareness and give thanks to all the veterans.
And certainly did as well, too. And more about the Hope for Warriors project, charity of Brian Tarquin. We'll find out just 1 minute and what then is involved and how you support. You listen to The Mike Wagner Show at themikewagnershow.com, powered by Sonic Web Studios, and brought to you by official sponsor of The Mike Wagner Show, international warring author Mia Molson Zia-Missing. We'll be back with the multi-talented and award-winning composer and guitarist Brian Tarquin of Beyond the Warrior's Eyes after this timeout. We're back with the multi-talented Brian Tarquin, multi-award winning 30-year composer and guitarist on the Mike Wagner Show at Beyond the Warrior's Eyes. And this is to help support the Hope for the Warriors charity. And tell us more about the Hope for the Warriors project.
Well, the Hope for the Warriors project helped Marines and Navy veterans to readjust to civilian life, to help with any struggles they have through any physical or mental struggles. So, and there's more about them at the hopeforwarriors.org. And there's a special page for the donation as well.
Okay. And it covers a number of services as well, too, like, you know, mental care, mental health, and counseling and everything. And there's also professional training, education, conditioning, and transition services. And, you know, specifically, how else can they help as well, too? And, you know, how do they get involved with that?
Well, I think the best way of getting in for people to get involved is just go to the website, hopeforthewarriors.org, and see how they can donate, whether it be time or money, and because the veterans really need this.
And of course, basically how you got involved as well too, from a friend and everything, and your involvement with it. How you first heard about it.
Well, I've done a few of these veteran charity records, and my dad was in World War II. He was a Marine, and then I did a short stint in the Army in the ROTC in college, so I got a real appreciation for what the veterans do and what they go through, and so I wanted to give back to them musically, and so that's really what led this whole thing down the road.
Okay. And once again, what's the website and how people can help?
HopeForTheWarriors.org.
HopeForTheWarriors.org. We'll certainly check that out. Once again, we're with the multi-talented Brian Tarquin of Beyond the Warrior's Eyes here on the Mike Wagner Show. And just a few more things. We'd love to have you back. What else can we expect in 2024 and beyond, Brian?
Oh, well, right now I'm just working the album and, trying to enjoy everything and trying to get this all, straight with the veterans and the dedications and try to, gear people to, give to the charity. So we'll be busy for this for quite a while. And, we got good news. We were top 10, number 9 on the Jam Band charts this week. So the album is doing well. So I just hope for people to get more aware about, veterans.
That's very nice to hear, and we'll let everybody know about that as well. And who do you consider biggest influence in your career?
My biggest influence, that's a good one. I don't know, there's so many, but I think for in different reasons, for guitar it would have to be Jeff Beck, Van Halen. I love Van Halen, Jimmy Page. I think it's one of those, it's a labor of love, and I just keep moving forward with it and try to create new sounds. Instrumental music is something near and dear to my heart, and I try to get people to be into it, because you have to have kind of hooks and melodies to draw them in and keep their attention, because they don't have lyrics or vocals to latch onto.
And certainly important as well. And what's the best advice you can give to anybody at this point?
For what?
Just in general.
Advice for upcoming musicians, I mean?
It can be for anything, anybody in life, whatever. It's like, whatever you want to go with.
I think just to be aware of your surroundings, and, I think we got to treat people and treat each other better than we have been, so... Hopefully it'll be a more positive year this year.
I think we're all hoping for a positive somewhere in 2024. Election year, who knows? We'll find out more. We're here with the multi-talented, award-winning Brian Tarquin of Beyond the Warrior's Eyes here on the Mike Wagner Show. We'll play one of his tracks at the end of the audio interview. Brian, a very big thank you for your time. You've been absolutely fantastic. Learned a lot. Looking forward to having you again soon. Keep us up to date. Keep in touch. Love to have you back. And keep us up to date with the project. Once again, what's your website? How do people contact you? Where can people purchase or check out your music?
You can go to any of the, basic your DSPs, iTunes, Apple, Spotify, Napster. You can stream any of the songs and any of the albums there. And you can go to BrianTarquin.com or BHBmusic.com or the Bandcamp. I have a Bandcamp if you're interested in purchasing anything. So, you can find me all over.
And what's the website for Hope for the Warriors?
HopeForTheWarriors.org.
We will certainly check that out. Once again, Brian, a very big thank you for your time. You've been absolutely amazing. Looking forward to having you again soon. Keep us up to date. Keep in touch. Love to have you back. We wish all the best. And Brian, you definitely have a great future ahead of you.
Thanks very much.